USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has hit Iran with new sanctions as retaliation for those weekend attacks on the Saudi oil production facilities. He says the evidence still points to Iran as the culprit, and he's weighing the U.S. response.
There are many options, and there's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that, and we'll see. We're in a very powerful position.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says Iran is intentionally attacking the world economy.
This attack on the oil refinery, by any reasonable definition, is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy. It's the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A suspect is dead, and two Shelby County, Tennessee officers are hospitalized in a shooting in Memphis. Chief Deputy Scott Wright.
We had officers with the sheriff's office attempting to serve an arrest warrant. While they were in the house, they encountered a suspect. Shots were fired inside the house. We had an officer that was shot multiple times. We've got a second officer that we believe was bit by a dog.
Wright says the officer who was shot is in critical condition, but is expected to survive. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is now on the case. The remains of Tropical Storm Imelda is dumping heavy rain on South Texas. Joshua Lichter is at the National Weather Service.
We had some heavy rain over the past couple of days. The highest numbers we had were in a 15 to 20 inch range right along the coast.
The storm is set to bring more rain into the area, and officials are warning people to pay attention to weather warnings and to be on the lookout for flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. abortion rate continues to fall. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The new data says the national abortion rate is continuing a long-term downward trend. The Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, says the overall number of abortions dropped by 7% from 2014 to 2017, the last years for which all the data is in. They also say the abortion rate dropped to about 13 abortions per 1,000 women ages 15 to 44, down since the peak in 1980 of 29 abortions for each 1,000 women. Guttmacher says there's no clear pattern for why the rates are falling, although the overall U.S. birth rate is down and contraceptive methods have become more effective. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. It's the second cut this year, but a deeply divided Fed is not signaling if there'll be more. Chairman Jay Powell says it could happen if the economy needs help.
We'll act as appropriate to help ensure that the expansion remains on track.
Investors appear disappointed at the uncertainty about more cuts, and President Trump made his displeasure clear, tweeting, "Powell and the Fed failed again." Three members voted against the quarter point cut, two wanted rates to stay the same, and one wanted a bigger reduction. It's the most dissent among the board in 3 years, showcasing the challenges of steering monetary policy amid economic uncertainty. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.